right, the Audible is on the air Wednesday afternoon. Kimbo Camper, Sam Madison right here with you. If you're watching us on Periscope, you can go ahead and send your questions in via Twitter. Just hashtag the Audible. You can also catch us on a rebroadcast tomorrow on the Miami Dolphins Facebook page. And you can catch us always on MiamiDolphins.com. I think we're on the air, Sam. You think we're on?
Yeah, I will hope that we're
on. I think
we're on.
I'm not sure.
Yeah.
You know, I can't tell.
If you're in a two-shot or a one-shot.
Yeah,
you know,
I mean, that's all right.
You know, but that's everybody right. always talk about, you know, my shirt last time. Yeah. But, yeah. You know, I'm always here on time. But, you know, some people.
Well, you know what's funny? My man Leon, who does a good job running the show.
Oh, Leon. Yeah,
he's been sitting
yeah.
back there for 20 minutes now.
Yeah.
You know, he's watching, you know, Let's Make a Deal or something,
yeah.
you know. And Trey, who's trying to steal his job's coming over here trying to resolve the situation.
Yeah, I come in, I get the EY and all those different things, but
there we go. There we go. Yeah,
oh, yeah, we are on.
We are on.
Yeah, we are.
How do you know? all right. Well, look, the Dolphins kind of held the post-mortem, if you will, today. They had a press conference with Mike Tannenbaum, Chris Greer, Adam Gase, all there, and kind of – didn't really say a whole lot, you know, but you know, it's kind of the indicator, and really for me, Sam, I've woken up the last couple of days still thinking that, you know, hey, there's some football to play,
correct,
and once you have that press conference, it's like, yeah, that's it, okay, it's over, we're going to phase two. Phase two now is evaluating players, then deciding what you're going to do in free agency, then getting ready for the draft, all that stuff. And Coach Gase, I like what he did. He gave his staff. Pretty much, I think, for the majority of the week off this week. And,
gotcha.
And I know I talked to him after the game. He said he wasn't going to be around for a couple of days just so he could depress, you know, kind of get away from all that stuff, kind of get yourself, you know, into a more comfortable state. And I like what he said about not having the coaches come back and evaluate players right now with firmly in the back of their mind that loss to Pittsburgh and a loss the week before in New England. And so he kind of wants to let that die down so the coaches can evaluate players from game one through game 17 for the Dolphins rather than look back at the last two games and have that kind of dictate maybe what their thought process is.
Bo, you know, I've been out for 8 years now, going on 9, and, you know, one of the things when I was – over these last couple of 8 years going to these coaching internships at the different teams. And, you know, it's a lot that goes into it starting in the off season, you know, pretty much putting together all the game plans, getting ready for the come up to the season. Because if you don't have those game plans in place before you get to that game, it's going to be clustered, and you're not really going to, you're going to be thinking about one play from the team that you just played, and then even have in your mindset a play from another team. So they have to break everything down through the course of the offseason. So for Coach Gase to allow these coaches to have some downtime, because it's been a regimen of pretty much being here at 6 o'clock and leaving at 11, being here at 6 o'clock and being here at 11. And that's just the way it is in the National Football League as a coach. So for him to give those coaches the opportunity to decompress, like you said, to gather their thoughts on each and every last one of their players. You know, it's going to be players from all aspects of college coming out. You have young players coming out early. You have the senior class. But, yeah, and still the guys that's been sitting out just trying to get better over the last 2 or 3 years, that's going to be a lot of talent out there. Let these coaches decompress, get everything, their wits together about them, so they can make the best of possible assessment of the roster right now, because I think we did a really good job this offseason, you know, bringing some mixture. And it still was a situation to where we look at different positions, but you have to realize a lot of other teams had those same type of needs, and wherever you have the most money nowadays, those players are going to go. Yeah. Now they're going to have some money under their belt, and they're going to have opportunity to go out and get the players that they desire to come in here and help this team get better.
And you hope they jump the gun on some of these guys and try to get them under contract prior to the free agent signing period. In particular, Kenny Stills, a guy like that. You don't want a guy. You hate to have the guy get out there and be a true free agent, not a restricted free agent, just an unrestricted free
Andre
agent.
Branch,
gets a big contract, or someone throws some big money in his face. and look, as a player, it's tough not to follow the money.
Correct. Yeah.
But certainly they've got a good thing, and I think all the players believe they've got a good thing going here. So I think with that kind of feeling in that locker room, you may be able to get some of these guys. And look, I'm not saying don't give them a fair contract.
Correct.
I'm just sometimes you can get that little hometown discount if right. you can get it to them early and they don't have to go through the free agent situation, and that's the case. But today the Dolphins did lose somebody when Vance Joseph, the defensive coordinator for the Miami Dolphins, was hired by the Denver Broncos. So he goes there. That means that Coach Gase, who talked about today keeping his coaching staff intact,
yes.
will have to make a change right there. And it seems, Sam, like the consensus is that Matt Burke, the linebacker coach, will maybe step in and fill that void and take over the defensive coordinator job for Vance Joseph. Now, he was with Vance in Cincinnati, where he coached linebackers. Mm-hmm. He was Detroit prior to that and was at Tennessee prior to that. So he's moved along, and I think they really believe that he's ready to become a defensive coordinator now. But other than that, I think that the – to me, and Coach Gase talked a little bit about it, and didn't spend a lot of time with it, but did talk about during his press conference the fact that he was going to keep, as far as he's concerned now, he's going to keep his coaching staff intact. And Sam, what that tells me is that he believes in continuity. You know, there have been so many changes around here. I mean, it seems like every year after the season ends at this point, we're talking about, hey, are they going to fire him or they're not going to fire him? Are they going to keep him? They're not going to keep him. But to be able to keep a coaching staff intact, keep the terminology intact, keep the way they play defense, the scheme intact, that puts this football team really ahead of the game.
Yes.
Further more so than we've seen in the last decade and a half.
Yeah, congratulations to Vance Joseph. You know, everybody's ultimate dream, you know, is to take that next step, and he's making that leap. But, you know, for what Coach Gase said and the things that, you know, he stressed on, you know, pretty much having the same terminology for his players. When you talk about changing over offensive coordinators, defensive mm-hmm. coordinators, the one thing that really get lost and how kids, you always see these busted plays in the OTAs, in the preseason. It's because a lot of young players are on the football team and on the roster, and they're trying to get the terminology. Somebody is screaming something out and you don't understand it. Guess what? You're going to play what you think or thought it was supposed to be versus what it's supposed to be. So now with Coach Gase saying that he's going to stay within the organization, these players played extremely. Forget about the numbers and, you know, being ranked 30th and, you know, 28th and whatever, or 15th in the past. It's about these guys understanding and developing under one system. The success that we had over 9 years that I was here, Kim, it came down to us being in the same scheme majority of the time. You're going to interchange some players here and there, but it comes down to us as players making the adjustments of those other players to understand what we're trying to do, how we're trying to attack this scheme and the offense or the defense that we're trying to go after, but understanding how we as the whole group versus we had a lot of one and one here and there in the secondary, defensive line, linebackers this past year. But I think these guys kind of got the concept, and keeping Matt on deck, I think it helps. It alleviates some of that worry that we'll have.
It's a lot easier to teach terminology to new players if the veteran players know that terminology inside and out. And I think that's what you look at. You look at whoever's going to be the veteran players. Look, there's typically about 35 to 40% turnover in every team in the National Football League through free agency, guys retiring, guys get cut, all the things that go into it, about a 35 to 40%, you know, attrition in each team. So if you can have 60% of your guys still there that know the terminology and new guys come in, it's certainly easier to teach them the terminology when everyone else knows it, rather than to have your whole team come back next year, new guys, old guys, and start all new terminology and have to start from scratch. So certainly a good opportunity there. Hey, you're watching the Audible. It's presented by our friends at Aquafina. If you want to stick around and answer or ask some questions and you're watching on Periscope, just send them in, hashtag the Audible on your Twitter account. You can watch us starting tomorrow on a rebroadcast on the Miami Dolphins Facebook page and on MiamiDolphins.com. So we said Vance Joseph is gone. He's going to Denver. Matt Burke inside the house seems to be the guy that's going to get moved up. At least that's the That's the word floating around. Right. Nothing official. Nobody's told me anything. But it just seems like he's the hot name that's floating around. And much like you saw Vance Joseph, when they said, hey, you know, you may get a job going to Denver, his name was thrown around a lot, and certainly it comes to fruition. And so, look, I'm with you. I wish Vance the best of luck. Really a good guy, correct, man. Good guy, understands the game, understands how to coach and work with people. Really a good guy, and we wish him nothing but the best, unless, of course, we play Denver coming up. And then, hey, right, all chips are off the table.
Everything is off.
Yeah. Hey, then you're just another guy that we don't want to see. We don't want to know nothing about you. We want to see you on the losing end with your head tucked between your legs walking off the field, but we'll wait until that happens. All right, let's go ahead and hit some questions here, Sam. What do you say?
Yeah, let's do it.
At Nathan and Megan's mom. Now, you know, Nathan and Megan's mom has been on here now with us for a while.
Yep.
I think she's always the first one out of the box, man. Good. Always, hey, right. Oh, awesome. You're right there at the front. Boom, let's get it out there. So Vance Joseph took the Denver job. Now what do we do? Well, we talked about Matt Burke and certainly Wade Phillips' name is a guy. His name's going to be thrown around for a lot of these defensive coordinator jobs that are available. But right now, at least from what we see, what we're hearing, it seems to be Matt Burke's job to lose. But we'll see going forward. At Egyptian King 00, do we draft a linebacker? Sam, what do you say? I've already answered this question a bunch. What do you say?
Well, definitely, I say we need a hammer in the middle. You know, pretty much to solidify and play behind Sue, a knockback tackler. You know, Kiko is one of those fast guys that can get there, and he's going to make a whole lot of plays. But knocking the ball loose from a ball carrier, and when you have that fourth and one or that third and short, you need somebody to go in there to hammer it up in there. If we can get one of those big linebackers, now Kiko can come and play as fast, like we saw him later on in the season after he started to understand the scheme. So look for the Dolphins to shore up that middle linebacker or a fast outside linebacker to offset these tight ends that we've been going against.
Yeah, I think that seems to be the consensus, Sam, of most everybody I've talked to. Say, hey, big linebacker first on the list, and because I honestly believe that big linebacker makes Kiko a better player, and Kiko had a great year this year.
Yes.
Looking forward to seeing him come back and do what he can do, but you add another big guy in there, kind of allows him to play in space a little bit. And he's a ball hawk, and I'd rather have him out there where the ball's hanging around and let that middle linebacker do his business up there. Now, one thing concerning the Vance Joseph going to Denver is Adam Gase touched on a little bit today briefly when he said that the Dolphins still plan on playing that 4-3 scheme of defense, not switching to a 3-4. Look, they don't have enough linebackers right now to play a 3-4 scheme anyway, and you'd have to get different type of play. So I think that's the way to go. At Fins Up One, should we keep Gus Bradley in Florida? He did well with the Seahawks. I don't know. Look, I'm all for what Adam Gase talked about, continuity, keeping your if you're happy, if he's happy with these coaches, if he feels like they did the job, the more of them you can retain, the more of them that these guys come back. And Sam, much like your career, my career here, I think for my 10 years here, I think I saw the same coaches. I don't think I saw any coaches leave. We had a defensive coordinator leave for 1 year and then came back. But I didn't see many coaches leave. They added on a couple number of coaches. And I think that continuity, again, I go back to that word continuity. I think that's what Coach Gase is trying to do. So I'm not sure that anybody from outside is coming in unless somebody leaves to go anywhere and they need to fill that hole.
Yeah, and communication is big. You know, you look at the last couple of years here with this Dolphins football team, and toward the end of the year, you saw guys start to check out, and you saw guys getting outside of the game plan on a regular basis. Yeah. This year, you didn't see that. From the beginning of the season, even though you had some young players that were put in some tough situation, normally they would have went to the sideline, hung their head, and nobody would have went over there and communicated with them. You know, when you have a bad play, Kim, you know, all of us have been there. You still need those teammates to come and lift you up and tell them that it's not over. And I saw a lot of that this year versus in the previous year. So I think the guys that he already have on this roster, I think he likes the voices that he's hearing. And the players are communicating a whole lot better with those voices and understanding exactly what these coaches are giving them, telling them, and they're coming out and responding. So that's been real positive and big for me what I've been watching this since Coach Gates been coach.
At King Edlin, Tannenbaum mentioned signing Jarvis but hasn't mentioned Stills. Why? Probably because Stills is going to be unrestricted free agent, and I think you kind of keep that under the wraps until you decide what you're going to do there. Right. But certain Jarvis Landry's got one more year left on his rookie deal, and I think the consensus out there when you look at Jarvis is let's get him under contract now.
Yes.
Not let him get to become an unrestricted free agent after next year, and then see what happens after that. I think the Dolphins would love to get Jarvis under contract long term, get him locked up, and then Kenny Stills. I believe Kenny's another guy that he wants to be here.
Yes.
I know Adam Gase wants him to be here. And the thing with Kenny, though, Kenny probably going to be a little high-priced ticket. He did a good job this year, really showed a lot of people what his value is. But, you know, Sam, you've seen situations where guys leave a system and they don't quite play up to the way they were where they were at. I just think that these receivers that we've got right now with Devontae Parker, with Jarvis Landry, with Kenny Stills, those three guys, you've still got Leonte Carew, the young kid that, you know, hopefully this offseason he can put himself into that mix. I think you've got a group of receivers that really complement each other in what they do. You got Jarvis doing all the things that he does. You got Devontae can go down the field, get up and go after ball. And you got Kenny. We've seen that he's your long ball threat, no doubt about it, with his football team. Yet, they'll all set picks. They'll all block for the other guy. When one of them runs a route and knows he's going to be the targeted receiver, he's not just standing over there wandering around. He's going out and running his route hard, making sure that people respect what he's doing so they can keep that guy open. And I'd like to see that continue to be the big aspect of this football team.
Definitely. And, you know, when you look at a guy like Jarvis, hope we can, you know, get him inked to a deal soon. You know, we always talk about it. Man, I like that kid because – I think he can play on the defensive side of the ball because he has that mindset. And the way that he prepared and Kenny Stills coming down here last year, watching the way that Jarvis worked and then getting into Parker, you know, we heard some negative things about the way that, you know, his work ethics were. Didn't see that this year, you know, because Coach Gase, he had his thumbprint on it. He made sure that everybody knew, you know, it was going to be his way or it was going to be the highway. And just to watch this wide receiver develop. We talked about the deep ball. We talked about explosive plays. We talked about breaking tackles. We talked about multiple things, going across the middle, you know, catching the ball at the highest point. Everything that we talked about, it seemed like these guys have picked it up. Yep. They understand what Coach Gase wants. Whether it was Ryan Tannehill or Matt Moore, they still want how they produce. So I would like to see these guys come back, play together again. But like I said, and you said it before, you know, Kenny Stills, he had an awesome year. You know, we went out and we grabbed that player from New Orleans because we said that we liked what he had and the intangibles that he bring to the football team. Hopefully he'll see that, you know, and respond to it by, hey, I want to be a Miami Dolphins for the remainder of my career.
Well, I think one of the things that goes a long way with Kenny Stills, certainly getting him signed, and he wants to be back here. As I think Adam Gase targeted him early and said, that's a guy that can play better than he played last year. And I think he nurtured Kenny Stills. Yep. And I think he brought him along, made him believe that we really want you and that you can be a big part. And you see how it turned out. So, you know, you'd hate to give up on that or hate to see that broken up. But we'll see how that moves along. Twitter, any decent tight ends in the draft that we could possibly get? I watched that kid from Alabama look pretty good, the other day. But everything I've heard about him, he's a little bit one of those guys that maybe takes a few plays off, not consistently as good as what we saw, but certainly in the two national championship games that he played in the last 2 years. I think it was number 88. He played pretty well. Other than that, I haven't even looked at the college. I haven't even looked at the draft. All I see is a guy I saw the other night running down the field. He looked pretty good.
Yeah, it definitely looked good. And right now, you're going to see a lot of other guys that start to jump off the board too. You know, college football, you know, is one of those, you know, big galaxies that you can go out there and just reach in. And then all of a sudden, you're like, where did that kid come from? And then somebody's like, oh, I told you about him. Okay, it happens all the time in the National Football League. But somebody's going to jump off the board. I mean, we have the East-West Shrine coming up. Yep. We have the Senior Bowl coming up. You know, there were some guys that were probably injured that we didn't get an opportunity to see in such bowl games. But believe me, the guys upstairs that, you know, the crew that goes out to these games on a regular weekend, they have their eyes on some guys. And, you know, they'll pretty much put them out there sooner or later. But the great part that I like about it now is – Coach Gase has that opportunity. He was like, okay, I like this person versus that person. Let me add this person. I think he can help me here. He has that eye for these guys, and hopefully, you know, we'll be able to pick somebody to come in here. And just like the kid from the tight end for Alabama, for the last couple of years, he's able to stretch the defense. Yep. He's able to go up and get the ball. But guess what? Clemson tight end didn't do a bad job either.
I tell you what I'm looking for, Sam. If they're going to get a tight end somewhere along, and I think tight end – to me, is down probably three or four on the on the list of priorities for this football team, at least as far as I'm concerned. I'd like to see him get that what has become the prototype tight end in the National Football League now, 6'5", 6'6". Mm-hmm. You flex him out there, put him run down the hashes, make him run down there and have a small defense back, small safeties, have to deal with a big tight end. That seems to be where this league is going. And you know, I like the kid from Clemson, but he reminds me of a little bit more of Duarte, Thomas Duarte, the kid we've got. Correct. Maybe a little smaller, maybe not that tall, that kind of guy, but can catch the football. But I like a big, tall guy in there doing that. Hey, you're watching The Audible here presented by our good friends at Aquafina. If you want to get in and you're watching us on Periscope, you can send your questions via Twitter at hashtag The Audible. You can also see us on a rebroadcast on Miami Dolphins Facebook page beginning tomorrow morning and on MiamiDolphins.com. Aussie Finns fan, good day, boys. Do you think this guy gets in? He's from Australia, so he gets in. Good day, boys. Do you think losing Vance will have an impact on re-signing any of our defensive guys? I don't think so. I know Vance had a great relationship with all these guys on defense. And that's one of the things that I think Denver liked probably as much about him is his personality, his way he communicates with people, his way that the guys gravitate towards him. And I think he'll do a good job there. But I don't think it'll have an impact on re-signing any of the defensive guys. Really, the guys in the defense now, really, I think look at Andre Branch. That's the guy I want to see signed on the defense. And I think Andre wants to be here. You think he liked his experience here. So I don't know. I don't think losing Vance is really going to affect re-signing any of our guys on the defensive side of the ball.
And sometimes it doesn't really go off the defensive coordinator or offensive coordinator. Sometimes it's off the head coach. How does the head coach communicate? Yeah. And we've seen, you know, a lot of different personalities in this locker room and pretty much coming out of the first year, Kim, we haven't heard anything negative. All we heard is nothing but positive stuff from the guys. So when you're around the National Football League and you have guys more now that played together in colleges, that played together in a lot of high school all-star games, they still communicate with one another. And I believe the communication about how the head is pretty much running everything and how he is communicating with everybody, that's what players that's on the market looking for a team, looking for a franchise to go to, they're going to communicate and ask those questions. How is the head guy running everything and everybody else start the communication? So for me, I don't think we'll lose any players that we hope to re-sign. But yet still, I think we'll gain some players to come down here because, you know, Kim, for the last couple of years, it was just tough to get players to come down here and play. But now
Coach Gase is his biggest his biggest advocate are going to be his players.
Definitely.
You know how that is, Sam. Guys talk. You look around the National Football League. If you've been in the league for 6, 7, 8 years, you know a lot of people in the league because you either played with them on different teams, maybe you played with them on college. You talk about playing in all-star games, all the different things that guys go through. You have a big network of people out there. And those guys, when they're going to free agency, they'll call a guy they know, hey, what's it like down there? And you can bet people are going to call down here and ask these guys about him. They're going to get a good response on the team, the organization, and certainly Adam Gase. First and foremost, that'll be the most important thing that they'll be able to say to these guys to get on board is just how much they enjoyed and appreciated playing for Adam Gase and the way he goes at it.
In South Florida, man. Welcome to paradise.
You don't got no state income tax. There's a lot of reasons to come down here. One in particular being Sam Madison over here. Justin Ovation with VJ in Denver. Does his knowledge of our system factor into our game against him in 2017? Sam, from players to coaches like that, I just think that's way overblown.
Yeah, it's way overblown.
I just don't think it really has any impact whatsoever.
And the other part is you're going to know a specific guy's tendency. Yes, you're going to know Devontae Parker, but guess what? you got to stop something else. Yeah. We're going to run the ball. You got to know your tendencies as well. So that's the whole thing about, you know, the cat and mouse game, guys understanding it and, you know, knowing the players. But you got to put a scheme in to stop everything. You just can't go in and just say, hey, we're going to stop this. We're going to stop that. And now when you talk about the way that Coach Gase is going to bring his type of players in now and really try to develop this football team to get over that first round hurdle in the playoffs, it's going to be a really good sight to see. But believe me, the Dolphins will definitely be prepared, you know, for what they have to go against Denver.
Well, let me put it this way. When you play Denver, you're going to know a lot about Vance Joseph, too.
Definitely.
And what he likes to do. So, that goes both ways. Exactly. No doubt about it. And I got game in New Jersey. Bo, do you think they should give Wade Phillips an interview for the defensive coordinator? Well, I think if Matt Burke is not the guy, then Wade Phillips is certainly a guy out there. I think the thing with Wade Phillips, I mean, he's more of a 3-4 type of a guy. That's kind of in his back pocket, his scheme, which I don't know. I just don't believe. I don't know that Coach Gase would be willing to make that change. If getting Wade Phillips as your defensive coordinator means you go to a 3-4. I don't know that that's going to fly.
Yeah, I mean, and we're still talking about what? Those linebackers that we really need. Yeah. And as of right now, you look at the roster and to play a 3-4 defense, I don't see the type of players that, you know, that's lining up for New England or lining up for Pittsburgh. Yeah. Those are guys that was getting after the quarterback. They are used to getting after the quarterback and they're used to doing a lot of blitzing. Right now, that's not what we have on the roster. So, you know, you really have to go what you have in-house already and try to bring somebody around it to build up that foundation. So yes, Wade Phillips is one of the great masterminds out there, and he's putting pressure on the quarterback. You know, always had tough defenses when, you know, he was coaching, but I don't believe that Coach Gase is going to go in that direction. I think he wants to keep that, you know, that voice that the players have right now instead of having to bring somebody fresh in.
And again, keep that continuity. You know, the more familiar faces you see, the easier it is to move forward. And you know, this team has just had so many changes year in and year out, staff-wise, player-wise, that these guys coming back and seeing the same faces in the same meeting rooms, you know, there's a comfort level with that. And I think he's going to try to maintain that as much as possible. At Black Man Game, will the Dolphins keep their own free agents this season? Well, they talked about that today in the press conference, and I think that's first and foremost for this team. You know, Adam Gase wants guys he knows. Mm-hmm. He wants guys he knows how they play. Even in free agency, I think he's going to rely on, if I coached this guy anywhere along the way, was he at Denver? Was he at Chicago? Was he somewhere that I've been where I know exactly how this guy is going to play? Yeah. Or is there a coach out there that I can get on the horn and call and he'll give me a true evaluation of what the guy's got beating in his chest? I think that's going to, he wants to have guys that he knows what he's going to get out of those guys. So, more importantly than looking around at other guys is to him, I believe, is signing his guys, signing the Andre Branches, signing Jarvis to extension, signing Kenny Stills, signing anybody out there that may become available in free agency that people are going to go after. He wants to keep the guys he knows. Now, if there's money out there, I think the Dolphins are going to be $40, $50 million under the salary cap is about where they're going to be. So they can do a lot of things with that. But I think the priority is do it to your guys in-house first. And if you got some money left over, then see what's floating around out there.
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, just watching Coach Gase and understanding him, you know, I go back and I remember Chris Chambers and I, we were the captains for the Arizona game. And, you know, we're standing out there at the 50. Coach Gase comes out there getting ready, you know, for the national anthem. And, you know, he sees me. He comes over and he just grabbed me. He's like, Sam, I'm so pumped up. I'm ready to go, you know. And that's the energy, you know, that these players are feeding off of. And you know, when you go in that locker room and you see him on a regular basis, he's trying to put the players in the best position possible and also giving them opportunity to have some input. Who in the world would ever thought that getting Damian Williams in the slot, running those wheel routes and coming up with big play after big play, that we would see that after the first couple of years of watching him. But he had to pretty much put everything on the table, understand who I could depend on in certain situations and putting them in game time situation. He has that, and I think he want to keep it the same. So it's going to be fun to watch.
At Twitter, what one outside free agent would you be willing to break the bank for? None. I don't think this is the year you break the bank on a free agent. I think we've done that, been there, done that, tried it. Some worked, some didn't work. Ndamukong Suh, the last guy you went out, and look, he certainly has done his job. He's lived up to his billing. It's the type of player you expected when he got there. But I think the days of breaking the bank for that free agent with this team, I think they've seen it. They don't like it. I just don't think that that's going to be the case.
And you know what? With the draft picks that we've selected over the last couple of years, they're starting to pan out for us, you know. And the reason why we had to go before and break the bank is because those draft picks didn't pan out for us. So now you look at every position on the roster. You know, you look at the offensive line. Yeah, I still need to solidify a little bit more there. In the secondary, yeah, I may need to go out and grab another corner, but you know, I have Rashad Jones coming back and he's going to be healthy. Yep. Issa Abdul Kaddous, you know, he came out, he played extreme well. He'll be back in time. And then you go and look at the defensive line. Jordan Phillips, he came in and played it. Now he's going to be a veteran and understand how his role is going to be implemented into this football team. But, you know, in all the positions before Bo, we were sitting here going down the roster saying, we need a wide receiver, we need a tight end, we need an offensive line, we need a running back, you know, do we go get a quarterback, we need a secondary guy, we need a linebacker, we need a deep. It was all over the place.
Store and you get an extra basket, champ. You're walking around with two baskets in your hand, right? That's where we've been. Yeah. Now we can go shopping with a little cart.
Now I got a little hand thing there. Yeah, man. So that's the fun part, man. And watch now they can just fill in those gaps that we've
I just like the fact that, you know, get the guys, sign your guys, and then if you got some extra money, sign some depth.
Yeah.
You know, I think where that team is. And it says a lot for where this team's at, too. 38 Double D Lover. Boy, I noticed some naysaying among fellow fans about our continued success. My opinion is that there's a foundation built in this football team right now. And that they're going to start at that level, and they're going to take off. You know, I was very happy to hear. I wasn't in the locker room because I was doing interviews in the interview room, but I was very happy to hear that there were a lot of guys in the locker room that were really, really disappointed. I mean, brought to tears, you know, upset about it. That makes me feel good because I know how much it means to these guys, and they're going to remember it, and they're going to come back, and they want to get back. And I think they've got the people leading them with Gase and his staff that'll get the job done. Look, it's never easy to win the National Football League, and people are going to look at the Dolphins differently next year than they did last year, so it's not going to be any easier. But I think they've got the foundation to grow on and be a successful football team for some time now.
Yeah, and then you listen to those naysayers, then you go back and you look at what was going on, you know, from upstairs to the middle level and even on the ground floor with the players. It was players coming in, it was players going out. There was players, you know, that you had to bring in throughout the course of the middle of the season. But, you know, even just listening to the coaching staff and the moving pieces of the brass upstairs, players, we get all of that. We understand all of that. So in the back of our mind, we're sitting there like, okay, they're going to bring another general manager in. Guess what? I'm not going to be here because he's going to want to bring his own players in and vice versa for his offensive coordinator or defensive coordinator. Now you listen to Coach Gase after this meeting. You know, he's brought the energy. He's brought the fire to make these players understand I'm dead serious about this. He's a young, energetic football coach, and players like to play for coaches like that because they know he's stable. You know, when we look at Vance Joseph before coming to here, he was like, okay, maybe 1-2 years, then he'll be gone. But guess what? He wanted to be that head coach. Guess what? We have our head coach, and he's the youngest in the game, so we know that he's going to be here for a while. So as a player, listen, I have to go out, handle my business, make sure I do my day-to-day, whatever he gives me, tasks to the best that I can, because he's going to be around 9 times out of 10. The coach is around longer than a lot of the players.
Sally Cheesecake, what are your thoughts on maybe bringing in Jason Pierre-Paul from the Giants? The seven-figured man. Bringing the seven-figured man. Look, he's going to break through. That's a bank breaker right there.
Yeah.
I think he got $10.5 million for 1 year this year with the Giants. He said, I read an article today where he said he's not taking a one-year deal anymore.
Yeah.
He wants a long-term contract. Jason Pierre-Paul is probably going to be one of those guys that's going to command $70-80 million, and I just don't think that's the direction this football team wants to go.
Yeah,
right now.
Definitely don't want to go in that direction. And you know, you saw with us losing Olivier last year, and still, you know, being able to start and build young youth around this football team. You know, Jason is still one of the phenomenal and most feared, you know, defensive pass defensive linemen in the game. You know, he's in and out of the lineup due to some injuries, but that, I don't think that's the direction that the Dolphins are going to go in right now.
And Aussie Finns fan, we're going to wrap it up with this one. Any updates on Neon Leon and Trey's hairline situation? You know what? I've been making a lot about their hairline, but I'm going to tell you this. I'm going to show you this, and I normally wouldn't do it. I shouldn't be making fun of anyone's hairline because look at that right there. You see that right there? That's a bad hairline right there. I don't even know where it starts. I don't even know where it finishes. Sometimes it goes this way. Sometimes it goes that way. I got the comb over working because, you know, every time I go to the barbershop, Sam, you know, I walk in, I go, is today the day? And he knows exactly what I mean. Is it day to day to take it all off? He goes, nah, let's go one more time. Let's go one more time. And that's what I get right there. So I guess I can say, I'm going to tell you this. Leon and Trey's hair looks a lot better than mine. So I'm going to
clap it up for
you. There you go. But look, Trey's still back there trying to get Leon's job, man. Still trying to steal that job from Leon. He thinks he's a free agent in there trying to get a Leon job. He's going to get some cash coming his way. Sam, it's been a pleasure having you again. Always a pleasure. That's going to do it for the Audible today. We'll see you again on Friday. Have a good day and drink some Aquafina between here and now.